the devil's advocates, the fix for political junkies everywhere.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. It indeed is a Monday. Happy Monday to us all. You can be a part of this big program. Phone lines, they are open. There's multiple phone lines, so if I stumble, I apologize. 844-967-2789. Just one toll-free number. That's all you need. 844-967-2789. Works for text, works for phone calls, but I prefer when you call. Now, we played the Dropkick Murphys, not just because they put out there Scott Walker, when he ran for president once upon a time, sort of when he was a campaign in waiting, if you will, he used the Dropkick Murphys. And the very next day, they put out a tweet missive. And they said, Scott Walker, we absolutely hate your ass. Don't use our music. So anyways, the Dropkick Murphys don't like Scott Walker any more than the rest of us ever liked Scott Walker. But I play the Irish music on behalf of Irishman smashes into the gates of the Russian embassy in Dublin, says, I've done my bit. A little bit here from the Daily Beast. Then we're going to continue with the Vindman and the Ukraine and Ron Johnson and perhaps your phone calls. Again, 844-96-PARTY. An Irish salesman told police he was doing his bit after smashing his truck through the gates at the Russian embassy in Dublin on Monday. Video circulating on social media shows the truck reversing into the gates to cheers from the gathered spectators. The Irish News identified the man as Desmond Wisely, who is part of a family-run supply business supplying products to churches, including wine, bread, altar cloths, banners, candles, and vestments. He had been arrested for criminal damage and remained in custody. There were no injuries. As he waited to be arrested, Wisely described himself as a working man from the Irish county of Leitrim. As he was led away by police, he said, I've done my bit, lads. It's about time the rest of Ireland done their bit. The Russian embassy is in South Dublin, has been rumored to be an espionage base with an outsized staff of 31 compared to the 22 staff at the UK embassy. Officials claimed in a statement that Irish police stood idle while the incident happened and described it as a clear and blatant violation of Article 22 of the Vienna Convention on UK embassy officials claimed in a statement that the Irish police stood idle while the incident happened and described it as a clear and blatant violation of Article 22 of the Vienna Convention on Diplomatic Relations of 1961. Easy for you to say. Adding without apparent irony, we believe that no people of sound mind would support such senseless and barbaric actions. How dare they run over the fence at the Russian embassy in Dublin? So anyways, doing his bit, that good Irishman. Always trying to do our bit right here. Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Glad you tuned in. Want to come back to retired Lieutenant Colonel Vindman and his statements. Now, he cast a net out and said there are certain Republicans amongst them, U.S. Senator Ron Johnson, who has blood on his hands. And Johnson, in an article here at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, the paper of record, Bill Glauber, the reporter here in Wisconsin, Johnson says this. Johnson's office in a statement that Vindman's assertions are completely false and pointed to a November 2019 letter that Johnson wrote House Republicans. In that letter, he called a conversation with he had with Vindman in Ukraine. I'm just making the point that supporting Ukraine was essential because it was ground zero in our geopolitical competition with Russia, Johnson wrote. I was surprised when Vindman responded to my point. He stated that it was the position of the National Security Council that our relationship with Ukraine should be kept separate from our geopolitical competition with Russia. My blunt response was, how in the world is that even possible? Johnson wrote that he didn't know if Vindman accurately stated in the NSA, the NSC's position, whether President Trump shared that viewpoint or whether Vindman was really expressing his own view. Johnson wrote he believed that a significant number of bureaucrats and staff members within the executive branch have never accepted President Trump as legitimate and resent his unorthodox style and his intrusion into their turf. They react by leaking to the press and participating in ongoing effort to sabotage his policies and, if possible, remove him from office. It is entirely possible that Vindman fits this profile. Sir, the hate letter written by Ron Johnson, right? Vindman charged Johnson wrote the letter to undermine his credibility before he gave testimony in the impeachment. He said Johnson scurried back to his comfort zone, which is how a political animal that saw his political survival in pandering to Donald Trump. Yes, yeah, somewhere along the line, that is exactly what happened to Ron Johnson. The man certainly changed. And I'm not sure if it was something that happened in Ukraine, or maybe a 4th of July in Moscow, or maybe it was some dollars routed through the NRA from Russian sources, which Ron Johnson has been sued about. That's not Crudy making that up. That's because he is the defendant in the lawsuit. One of many. But anyways, apparently the Ukrainian-born Vindman takes some umbrage with Ron Johnson. And those that would say the holding accountable of the president of the United States for going his own way, doing his own thing, a little unorthodox, you know, trying to hold a foreign leader up for a shakedown. Give me some political dirt on my political opponent in the next election, and maybe I'll give you the means of defending yourself against an aggressive foreign enemy. You know, the same guy who stood with in Helsinki and, you know, kind of went overly nice, disagreed with my own intelligence agencies because, you know, pooty-poot. He strongly denied trying to interfere in the 2016 election. And I don't know why he would, though, said the former president. And then, you know, a day later sort of changed that tune. Yeah, I wish I had a truck to kind of slam into Rojo's Ash Vegas mansion. I'm sure he lives in a nice shack up there in Ash Vegas. Pool in a pond. Pond be good for you. Come back. More Devil's Advocates.